Blog Talk Radio.
See, for one thing, see how I got to start my show? Well, I can't even say my, our, we, us. That's how I got to say it. But you see, I got to start the show, man. I got to get out of the green room in laughter and then try to compose myself. Y'all don't know what I go through in the green room, even in short talk, in short conversation. But we got 60 minutes here, Sports City. I'm not trying to go over. Y'all know I've got an engagement to be in front of, and I know people going to try and come here. Ty, let's go a little longer, give them a lot of food. Listen, y'all better come here and eat, because I got a whole bunch of dishes in this next 60 minutes. I'm not playing around. And one of them, I'm at the edge of my seat. I done took off the blazer, loosened up the tie, stepped aside, the kitchen tablet is alive. Sports City, welcome to the wrap-up.
Somebody got a problem with hoes. What's up, y'all niggas all fed up? Cause I got a little cheddar and my break is moving out the store. Young fuckers spitting at me, young rappers getting at me. My nigga Big predicted this shit exactly. More money, more problems, gotta move carefully. Cause faggots hate when you getting money like athletes. Young as ice grilling me, oh, you not feeling me? Fine, it costs you nothing, pay me no mind. Look, I'm on my grind, cousin, ain't got time for frontin'. Sensitive thugs, y'all all need hugs. Damn, little mans, I'm just trying to do me. If the record's 2 mil, I'm just trying to move 3. Get a couple chicks, get them to try to do E. Hopefully they're Menards before I reach my garage. I don't want much, fuck, I drove every car. Some nice cooked food, some nice clean drawers. Bird-ass niggas, I don't mean to ruffle y'all. I know you waking in the wing, but I'm doing my thing. Where's the love?
Okay. The caller number is 917-889-9592. Like I said, you got the next 60 minutes locked and loaded in Sports City. Y'all could have been anywhere else in the world, but y'all are here with the chef. I had to start off with that song, that artist, because of what he's going through in the last couple of days or so, because everybody's in a frenzy about Lemonade. Everybody's in a frenzy. I haven't even heard the album or the song or nothing yet, but Jay's still my guy. Beyonce's still my chick. I still love Beyonce. I can't, shoot, if I see Beyonce in person, I'm gonna ask her, is it over with y'all too? No, let me stop it. I would ask her, though. But anyway, they got a problem with her. He said that, man. So, man, I don't know where to start, man. But I'm not going to start without introducing my co-host and my brother with me, Tommy B. Welcome to the wrap-up. How are you feeling this evening?
I'm doing good. The question is, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. We got a game 5 to get into in the next 55 minutes, man. So I'm pretty happy about that, man.
I was kind of worried about you yesterday.
Wait, you just asked me a question. Finish asking the question. Tell me what else you want to tell me.
Because I was kind of worried about 7:15, 7:20 last night. I was wondering if I should have checked on you. I mean, that's all. But
seven,
I realized my phone was almost dead, so I said, I'm not going to be able to. I hope you can pull through.
7:15, 7:20, I was at a birthday party yesterday. So I was dancing, eating cake, fried chicken, and shrimp pasta. Yeah, you're right. I couldn't call anybody like that. That's for sure. I was stuffing my face. My head was getting full. Believe me. I was okay. Believe it.
So you missed the MVP.
Who, Steph Curry?
Mr. Harper.
Okay. He's trying, Sports City. He's trying so hard. What, his home run in the ninth inning for the pinch hit home run, that's what you're talking about? Huh?
15 innings? Now I see why you say you're all bad. You let a pitcher bunt the ball and you throw it in right field.
Hey, I can't control errors. I can't control errors. It's something about them right now. They had a April funk. I don't even want to say a beginning of the season. This whole month has been a funk. But I think once some of the strong players in that line to start to get their act together. They'll be back in the hunt, but it might be too little too late right now because the White Sox are playing good ball. You can't forget about Detroit, and the Royals are playing good ball too. So if the Twins can turn this around, it'll be an eyebrow raiser. But right now, there's a lot of stuff going on wrong there, man. I don't know if it was Gordon Hyatt. They could send Gordon Hyatt back out the door if he brought that bad luck stuff with him. If he brought that bad luck stuff with him, send him back to where he came from. Back to San Diego, no less. Like I said, look for City. He's trying to start. All I did was ask him how he was doing. You know what I'm saying? That's all it was, man. Like I said, I got a lot of stuff.
That's all I did was ask you how you're doing. Y'all heard me. I asked you.
Can I finish? I don't cut you off. I let you talk, man. Let me get it. You know we got a whole bunch of stuff to get to. You know that, right? You do know that, right? At least I know I got a lot of stuff here. At least I know I got a ton of dishes. Okay, let me just cut him off right now and nip it in the bud because I know me and him will go at it for the next 20 minutes while all of y'all are at home or listening to us on iTunes laughing your faces off on how Tyrone is going to get this together dealing with Tommy. Okay. So, first and foremost, the one that I'm at the edge of my seat, and I'm feeling some type of way because I couldn't wait to get to the kitchen to blow up about this one, right? I got to get to it first and foremost because, you know, when I'm going to give you a brief timeline and then just get to it. When he was in college, you know, I respected him as a player, you know what I'm saying? Really didn't fear him, you know, while he was doing his thing. He got to the league. He got in a fortunate situation. Somebody in front of him got injured so severely that they couldn't play any longer. And then off started the legacy. I don't even know if I call this a legacy. Like I feel like I should use a bigger word in this situation of Tom Brady. And, you know, 3 Super Bowls. Then he goes into a couple of Super Bowls and loses 2. Then he gets back to another one, wins his 4th. You know, there's so much that you can say in front of Tom Brady's name. Now, the Deflategate situation happens 2 years ago. Now this is where you're going to get me riled up. Now, even in which everybody here that comes to Sports City, hear my voice, hear me talk about players, they know I'm a big Randy Moss fan. I didn't like Brady like that in the league until Moss got there, and I started to find a different respect for him because he finally got a weapon, and they almost went perfect. They almost went 19-0, even though they lost that last game. But that's neither here nor there. But I found a new respect for Brady after that season. And, you know, the play game happened 2 years ago, 2014 season. They catch the situation out. Some of the balls were, you know, had less air in them, so on and so forth. They excused the situation last year. Wait till April of this year, right in front of the week of the NFL draft, to basically reinstate the 4-game suspension. Now, why didn't you uphold the situation last year? This is where I look at it. You're going to come back with something that happened 2 years ago to throw this back in the face of Tom Brady or the Patriots or the NFL altogether. This is what I'm laughing at because I'm not a Patriots fan, but I do respect Tom Brady. You mean to tell me that you already had this in motion, had it hit under the rug? Well, you know, they basically fought it. Brady got away with it. Now you guys bring this back up like you guys want to have this fight go on all summer long until the season comes around, and then the Patriots are faced with having Garoppolo start. Now, I know people that are in the AFC East may like to hear that, Jets fans, Bills fans, Dolphins fans, but what about the NFL? What about CBS? How many people are going to come to Gillette Stadium and watch those Patriots and so on and so forth? This happened 2 years ago. If this is something that you came up with in 2015, okay, so be it. But this happened 2 years ago, it should be water under the bridge. It's not like he killed anybody or robbed anybody. I literally look at this situation like Vegas got hit or something happened in Vegas to where they got to make him pay for it. That's the only way I'm looking for it because he cheated. Or however you want to put this situation together, right? This is a situation that you're bringing back to him to hold him off for 4 games. Now, what happens if you guys get close to August and say, you know what, let's cut it to 2 games. Then y'all get close to September and say, you know what, we'll sweep it totally under the rug. I will laugh completely at the NFL or Roger Goodell or whoever's in charge in the courtroom trying to make this situation happen. But, Tommy, your thoughts on this new situation that, you know, came back from the old about Tom Brady getting his 4-game suspension back in effect.
I love it. Because he should have said last year. And the judge that did it revoked it and told him no. Gave the NFL MFR that they can appeal that, and that's what this is from. He should have done it. I'm sick of Tom Brady and the Patriots cheating and nothing happening to them. It's ridiculous. Thank you. Whoever the judge was that came down with this ruling yesterday, thank you. I'm betting you he's a Jets fan or a Dolphins fan or a Bills fan. But you know what? Thank you. Because he did what was right. He cheated. He got by with it and got to play all last year. And played stupid that he didn't know what happened. That he didn't do it. I'm glad this happened. And I hope they lose all four games. And I hope that the other three teams play least respectful and have a good enough record to where they kill the balls. They don't win this division this time. Maybe he'll learn from not cheating.
So you know what I'm saying? This is something that happened two seasons ago. If they didn't handle it in 2015, this is a situation where, you know, like, let this thing go. Like what example are you setting? This isn't like he committed a crime. He got away with something that, you know, basically got underneath the NFL's nose, like underneath them. They didn't know what was going on. In which, look, and here goes the first four games of the season for the New England Patriots, right? They have the Cardinals, which this is in Arizona, which is, it should be an interesting game. The Dolphins, who they actually play 50-50 ball against, you know what I'm saying? They'll lose a game and win a game up against Miami, but this is no Tom Brady. The Texans, which Osweiler actually beat this Patriot team last year, but this is in Gillette also. And then the fourth game is in it's against the Buffalo Bills in Gillette, division rivalry, where they've actually had the upper hand in this rivalry up against the Buffalo Bills. So this could go anyway. They could go 0-4 if they're not on their toes. But the one team I see that could give them trouble off the rip is the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals would probably be the only team that would give them a problem out the gate. And with them having to play in Arizona, too, in the nest, I think this is, or the toaster oven, a lot of people like to call it, it would definitely be a tough situation for the Patriots without Brady. If, and this is the crazy part, because we all speculate this thing going down. It is April, people. It is April. What happens if we get to August and they start to pull back on this situation? And think about,
the NFL,
well, you know,
not, because they protested this whole thing. Because he was suspended last year's first four games.
Right.
And Brady and the Patriots fought it. And the judge changed it. So that's when this is from the NFL protesting that, putting that under, or I guess protest isn't the word. They challenged it. And this is a new judge upholding what the NFL gave him. Now, I'm not sure. I haven't read the story. I don't know if Brady and his team, when I say his team, his lawyers, can challenge this now or what. I haven't read the story. Maybe it says what you, if you've read. I haven't read it yet. I've been busy all day today.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying. Even if they do, you know, revisit this situation, challenge the NFL, do you know the percentage of the NFL winning these situations? Zero. They don't win these situations. These players come off and win all the time. All the time, let alone one of the faces of the NFL. Tom Brady is one of the, if not now, because Peyton is gone, one of Peyton Manning, and he's the face of the NFL. He's the face of the NFL. What if they revisit this situation and basically spank the NFL and get Brady back out there week one, September 11th? On a Sunday night matchup up against the Cardinals. Like this is a situation where it's almost laughable because, one, they're fighting something that happened 2 years ago. This happened 2 years ago. I mean, yeah, granted, the Patriots won the Super Bowl that year, you know what I'm saying, and that that playoff run that they had, so on and so forth. But they took their lump. They lost to Peyton Manning. I mean, this should be water under the bridge moving forward. But hey, it's a new revisited situation. They threw this back out there. The NFL is successful with this 4-game suspension. I just want to see how Belichick responds to this, how the Patriots team surrounds around each other and actually try to fight these 4 games. If just looking at it, if Brady is not playing, if Brady is definitely set in stone not playing, I just want to see how they you know, wean their way out of it. And then the lone team I can really see giving them problems is the Cardinals. I'm not really sold on the Dolphins. The Dolphins have a defense, but their offense outside of Landry, I got to see something. Outside of Landry, I don't believe it's Tannehill. Their running back core is going to be tested. And like I said, outside of Landry, I got to see somebody else go out there and make plays. The Texans, no Arian Foster. Outside of Hopkins, who else are you worried about on the offensive side of the ball? Is Osweiler was Osweiler a part of the system out there in Denver, or is he really the truth? If Osweiler can make this happen in Buffalo, they still got to figure out their quarterback situation. They got a ton of receivers out
there. Buffalo's defense is going to be dangerous this year, I think.
Okay, but can the secondary still stop Gronk and them? See what I mean? Edelman and Gronk, they have a field day up against that secondary. They have a field day up against those dudes.
Yeah, but that was with Brady. What's he going to do? What are those two going to do with whoever they put in there? Because who knows? With Belichick, I wouldn't bet if he doesn't come out, sneak something through the rug, and pull up a trade and move up for this coming draft and get a quarterback. Who knows?
You never know. Right. You never know. And this is Bill Belichick. Like, Belichick don't have a trick up under this. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you just said that. Like Belichick don't see a quarterback that may be out there that can't run the show for the first 4 games till Tom get out there. And then be like,
I'll throw this out there. And if you want to move into it, we can move right into it. Which quarterback just said that he wanted to be traded out? Bradford.
Right.
Philadelphia is.
Right.
Draft picks and trade him and take draft picks. But, of course, then what are you going to do with Bradford after, Brady gets out, when Brady comes back? Bradford may not want to go there and stand behind there either. That's the only thing.
Dang it. He took the topic right off the table. But it's interesting because I look at it how you look at it. Does Bradford want to be a backup? Go out there and just manage the game for the first 4 games where – obviously, he's the same type of quarterback as Brady, a pocket passer, precise as ever. He's precise, but he hasn't been in a system where he's been able to flourish with that and have weapons. He's never had a Gronkowski. He's never had an Edelman. So these players are there for him. So I want to see how this can pan out if they were to make that move. But this is all perception or speculating if this were to go down. But, I read the same story that you read with Sam Bradford demanding that he leave Philadelphia. So now, with them throwing a whole bunch of money at him in Philly, you want out? It's like, wow. I'm blown off of this situation. Who wants Sam Bradford right now? The injury-prone quarterback that's going to want to start. The only one I can look at is the one time he's setting up right now for the Patriots to just manage him for the first 4 games, unless they really believe in Garoppolo to win some of these games out of the gate.
It was because Philadelphia, if I remember correctly, they have no third, or they have no second and no third, correct, with the trade that they did with Cleveland. I'm just saying.
Right.
Belichick,
right.
I'm telling you, with the way Philadelphia is throwing stuff lately, and with as sneaky as Belichick is, it wouldn't shock me.
Very interesting stuff. Like I said, this is a situation where Bradford actually was with this team last year in Philadelphia. Everything fell by the wayside.
No more DeMarco. No more Deshaun there, even though, you know, he really didn't get too comfy cozy with a Deshaun Jackson there at all. But, you know, a lot of their pieces are gone. Now he wants out of a team that they're basically trying to, you know, mold to his liking. So not only did Mark Sanchez go and go to greener pastures out in Denver, he demands a trade after you already let go of Nick Foles a season ago to let him go to St. Louis, which is now in Los Angeles. What happens to Philadelphia? Are they going after the one of the big-name quarterbacks coming out of the college ranks right now? I mean, they have no choice right now. They have no choice but to go after a quarterback. Philadelphia is in a desperate situation. I know Tommy loves this. I know he can't wait to see that crazy fan from Philadelphia start talking about Bradford, and now he's demanding a trade. I can't wait to see that. That's first and foremost. But other than that, I feel bad for the Eagles and that offense alike. They watch so many pieces come and go or just leave altogether. And outside of the wake of Chip Kelly, I really hope that they can get back to square one. I'm drawing a blank on the coach that they just Peterman, right? If I'm not mistaken, that they just picked up to run the show. If he could get this team clicking on all cylinders, this would be great. But anything else outside of both of these quarterbacks? Because we have more quarterbacks to talk about.
No, I only thing is I just wondering why all of a sudden Bradford's demanding a trade. What is it now? I'd love to hear from him. Is it the pieces? Is it because he thinks the offense is not the guy coaches want to run doesn't fit him? I mean,
I don't know. Like, I'm like you. I want to see what what they're faced with at the end of the day. What's pissed him off? Why he wants out of Philadelphia? Is it because he doesn't have, you know, the pieces that he once thought would be there? That's the only thing I can think of. I don't know what is making this an emergency situation that he wants out of Philadelphia so fast and demanding this situation. I mean, they basically got the guy that was, you know, drawing so much attention around him, be it DeMarco Murray, his former running back cohort while they were in Oklahoma, and that didn't really pan out. But also, Riley Cooper is gone now, too. I mean, there's a lot of interesting names gone. So right now, if Bradford is to leave, Chase Daniel is the quarterback. Chase Daniel, what's the next guy? Hey, don't laugh. Don't laugh.
Do you think he gets traded during this weekend?
Great question. Great question.
Then we can move on.
Yeah, but what team? What team needs him other than the Patriots need him? Like, that can use him like that? Because I can look at it like
that.
I'll look at it like this. What team is really looking at him for him to start all 16 games? You see what I'm saying? Like, I think a team not to pick him up but use him for however much juice they can squeeze out of him. If they can get a good eight to six games out of him, or if he can just come up with, you know, garbage time, that'll be different. But, yeah, and it, I had it wrong. It was Peterson. I said Peterman. I don't know where I got the man from. Peterson is the coach. But what team do you see fit for him?
I can't say the fit. What's wrong? What about the New York Jets? They need a quarterback because obviously they don't trust Petty and they don't trust Gino. What about the Jets?
The Jets got to make it happen somehow, some way with their quarterback, man. They're trying to pull in more than one quarterback there. Like, they got more quarterbacks than they need right now. They got all
True.
These guys that they can. They got all these guys that they could either mold to be the quarterback of tomorrow, or just run with one to run the system for the remainder of the season. And if they bring in a guy like Bradford, I think it brings more confusion to that offense.
Look at the receivers he's got, and the running back with Forte that can. They can play decent defense, okay defense. I mean, they might be able to challenge the Jets or the Patriots. I mean, they had the Patriots challenge with Fitzgerald and goofed up. They had a playoff wild card and goofed up at the end. I mean, who knows?
The only other team I can throw out there for Bradford is Kansas City, because I don't believe in Alex Smith. Even though Alex Smith had a decent season last year and proved me wrong, I think he was listening to everything that was happening in Sports City and told me to shut the hell up. So I just,
what about Cleveland?
Mm-hmm. But RG3 right there.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I want to see RG3 be successful, man. RG3 came out his rookie season and was blowing the hinges off of the league and got injured. You know what I'm saying? If he didn't get injured, just picture how he would have been playing. Like, but injuries are part of the game, so I can't cry too much for that. So I want
to see
RG3
go out.
You
know what? I just thought of another team out west. Denver.
Ooh. Be interesting because they got those short yardage receivers. Like DT and those boys. I mean, Emmanuel Sanders can't run those deep routes, but they like to run short stuff, so that could be big. That could be big. But you know what will piss things off? Mark Sanchez might be at the edge of a cliff out there ready to jump if he gets damn Bradford to follow him from Philadelphia out there. He would jump off a cliff. Jump off a cliff.
Yeah, but if you're Denver, wouldn't you rather have Bradford over Sanchez?
That's a tough question. See, the reason why I say that is because Bradford's injury prone. You don't know, and plus it's that thin air. He can end up getting tired out there quick, take a hit, and that's it for Bradford. Bradford is like Mr. Glass in the movie Unbreakable, man. Like I don't feel comfortable with him running the show. Even though when he's on target, he's hitting. Like he's hitting all the receivers. Every shot he can throw, he's hitting these receivers, but. I just don't feel comfortable in a 15-game season, let alone, I'm just saying, one season. Some of these teams are looking at him for probably 3 to 5 seasons. Like, shoot, that's the biggest question out of all of them, his longevity, what he has left in the tank. I don't know.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of teams that could possibly use him. I mean, I would say Baltimore because we don't know about Flacco, but, I mean, he's starting to run this week. And seems to be ahead of schedule, so I mean, that looks all good with the ACL and everything. So I don't think we gonna need him. Looks like Flacco is gonna be back in time, because I mean, with the receivers that we got that can go deep downfield and he can throw it. Plus, like you said, he's injury prone. Our offensive line is awful, and so it proves me wrong.
That is still Joseph Flacco's job. Ain't nobody coming to Baltimore and stopping him unless Manning came out of retirement and said, I want to run the show. That's it, man. They just threw that boy $100 million, man. He ain't going nowhere.
Shit, but if he ain't healthy.
I mean, he's making his way back. He's making his way back. Hold on now. Look, we got more quarterbacks to get to. We got some quarterbacks
to get
to.
I'm just trying to think of teams. You said to think of teams. I'm just throwing
them out. Okay. So, two more teams where you can see Bradford. Since he's demanding this trade, where could he go? Could he go to Oakland?
Nah. They've got a quarterback. They got Carr in there. Carr's set.
Yeah, I had to start with somebody around the kitchen. Had to.
Pat in here. But I'm telling you, they're making the playoffs this year, this coming season. Watch.
Don't do this, man. I had a couple of people.
I said it last year at the end of the season, and I'm staying with it. Oakland's defense, and they, I'm telling you, Carr is going to do it.
Okay. Sports City, you hear him. I don't forget Sports City. We had James Controversy Greenwood saying the same thing about the Raiders, and so did Nacho, both of them. Both of them. Sports City, you already know how that pans out. Look. Leave that alone. I'm thinking also the Redskins, because I'm not sold on Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins
wouldn't
to me is
be...
not. Hey? What happened?
Could you imagine he come back to Philadelphia and beat them.
Right, that's if he went to the Redskins. Because look, Kirk Cousins, he had a good season this year. I mean, I really don't want to call it luck. If I was outside of the kitchen, I would probably say he had a lucky season, but I'm going to be, you know, analytical and say that he had a decent season to have these guys over 500 and push to a playoff berth and do as best as they could. But I'm not sold on Kirk Cousins. To me, he's not a household name that be consistent in the NFC East and, you know, beat the Giants, beat the Eagles. No, I'm not buying that. So that possibility could be there also.
I'm just saying.
Okay. I have another quarterback to get to. Probably the news of the day outside of Tom Brady. I think this is bigger because Tom Brady's is just a suspension. But Johnny Football, a.k.a. Johnny Manziel.
What up, Jesus?
Indicted. Yeah. We talked about him a lot here at Sports City, man. Indicted on the charges from his scuffle or domestic dispute with his girlfriend back in January. Your thoughts on Johnny Manziel, can he bounce back? Is his career over? Your thoughts on Johnny Football.
His career's over. I mean, his big-time agent dropped him. Nike's dropped him. I mean, he hasn't learned. He's not going to learn. He's just another one of these rich kids that got pampered and everything above him. And he gets indicted here, and I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't. His girlfriend has to testify. His ex-girlfriend, I guess it's his ex now. I don't know. Don't keep up with him because he's a waste of my time to freaking even try to keep up with him. He'll throw some money to her, and she'll drop everything, and everything will go away. Or he'll get his big-time lawyers, and it'll go away. This is a joke. Yes, I'm glad they indicted him, but nothing's going to come out of it. Watch. Because he'll throw some big bucks, and he's got mommy and daddy in his pocket. He'll pay his way out. Just like he did in college football when he had to sign autographs. If something comes out of this, I'll be shocked.
And where the signed autographs happen? Right here in Connecticut, in New Haven. But nevertheless, this is what I'm waiting for. Since you got photos and footage of Greg Hardy, you got video of Ray Rice, they also have video footage of the situation around Johnny Football, and we haven't seen anything. So I want to see what happened here to make them come after him also. You know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, I feel bad because this is a Heisman Trophy winner, dude. Like, he won the Heisman Trophy within 4 or 5 years. And he is going to be removed from the NFL completely. He's been indicted. Drew Rosenhoff left him. His endorsements are not messing with him either. I wonder what team really jumps on the edge and messes with him. Is it going to be a Jerry Jones and Dallas Cowboy team that wants him there just because he's a Texas guy? In case anything happens to Tony Romo, that this could sell more tickets than ever to get people in the AT&T Stadium down there in Dallas too. So do you think Jerry Jones and that Cowboy team will potentially jump after Johnny Football?
If they do, they're stupid. And I'll lose more respect for that ownership and that franchise than I already have. You said he was a Heisman Trophy winner. True. Now, if the Heisman goes strip his trophy like they did Reggie Bush, because what he's doing is not worse than what Reggie did. Reggie just took some money to help his family and everything.
Right.
I mean, who's not going to do that? If you're in the situation maybe that he was in, hell, someone would pay me through while I was in college, I'm taking the money. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's how people get caught. That's how people get in trouble, you know?
I'm just wondering if the Heisman and everything is going to take Manziel's from him. If they don't, there's something wrong. I'm just saying. really think he's done, huh? He's done. I mean, why would you put that chance, you put that money on him when he hasn't proved to you that he can stay out of trouble in nightclubs? And obviously he's not smart enough to go and take his partners and his buddies' phones away from them and say, hey, no cell phones, no nothing. You're not doing it. You can't put this up. He's not even smart enough to do that.
Right. Look, he's young, man. He's under 25. I'm trying to make an excuse for him at the end of the day. Like, look, I don't want to see his career over. I'm not even going to lie. I don't want to see it over like this just because of, I guess I look at this as substance abuse or alcohol abuse, however you look at this situation. But now him and his lady friend got into a fight. This is bigger than alcohol. This is a problem that has been brewing around sports. I can't even just look at football every, because all of the athletes get involved in this situation one way or another. A domestic dispute. And
we just had a guy that played for the Atlanta Braves get caught up in this stuff.
Which Atlanta Braves got caught up in another domestic dispute?
I can't remember his name. It was last week. I'll have to go through and see. But I know I seen it. It was during the Nationals series when they were playing the Nationals. I believe they took him without pay, and it was still until the investigation and everything was over.
Mm-hmm. Look, like I said, end of the day, I don't know what Johnny Football is going to do. It's just awkward that, there's so much time has gone by since we heard about this 3 months ago. Now they finally, nipped it in the bud. It came after him, and I don't know if this is the last straw. If there is another chance in this, because I think he's gotten more than a second chance, right? He has to be removed from going to Vegas. They can't let him go out there and party no more. Tommy, I can't even look at him looking at his crew having a camera phone. Do you know that people are in Vegas? Do you know that people go there every damn day to go hang out? Do you know me? Superstars, celebrities, and athletes go to Vegas every damn day, dude. Listen, it ain't safe. It ain't even his clique. That didn't even have to be his crew taking pictures. That could be an innocent bystander, or not innocent, but that could be a bystander taking a photo, watching him go crazy somewhere in the club. Like, he has to have better judgment, man. You can't be out there loose cannons, especially with a couple million in your pocket. You're rich. You're rich, but I don't, like I was saying before, I don't know if this is the final straw that broke the camel's back, but I feel sorry for him if it is the last straw with Johnny Manziel. Anything else behind this, the indictment of Johnny Football?
Nope.
Okay, well, here goes another big topic that I love to get to right now. The Golden State Warriors take care of business in Game 4 up against the Houston Rockets, in which, right before halftime, Steph Curry takes a crazy fall while Monta Ellis slides across the floor. And in the wake of him sliding across the floor, Steph was heading in the same direction. He now has a grade 1 MCL sprain. Steve Kerr and the coaching staff says that Steph is out for the next 2 weeks. The next 2 weeks. Can this Warrior team hold on without him? Now, obviously, they should take care of business up against Houston in the next game or two. If Houston comes out and fights guns a-blazing, which I think they may be in trouble going back to the Oracle. But secondly, the first series that they have outside of this one is potentially up against the Los Angeles Clippers, where the Clippers have been fighting tooth and nail to get past the second round. Is this the Clippers' year to get past the Golden State Warrior team too? Especially while Steph is not on the floor. Your thoughts on Steph's injury and, the atmosphere for this Warrior team?
This might hurt the Warriors. I mean, I think they take care of business tomorrow against Houston. I think Houston's done. Write it in the book. They're done. Houston's done. They got lucky to win the one game. The NBA officials gave him the one game. The second series, that might be a better series than it would be if Steph was able to play. Because the 2 weeks, that would mean he would possibly be out that whole series, even if it went. I mean, they'll win it, but they're going to need him for the Western Conference Finals. Because I do not see them beating San Antonio or OKC, whoever comes out of that series. I do not see them beating. And that would be a shame if he can't play at all the rest of the season. If that knee injury, say, like 2 weeks come by, then it's still bad. And he still can't run. He still can't do everything that he needs to be able to do, cut, move, and everything. Because I do not see them beating OKC or San Antonio.
Right.
I just don't. I think they might have just enough to get by the Clippers. It'll be a better series. But if this is how, just say if L.A. beats them, that's sad that it takes for the Warriors because of the token injury for Steph.
Okay, the caller number is 917-889-9592. That is just one of the scenarios that we have today. The second scenario I have is they come down with the fine toward Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, in which Durant, flagrant two, got $15,000, and Russell cursed at a fan, and he got $25,000, knowing that the fan was probably heckling him. Your thoughts on the severity of the fine toward both of them, more or less Russell talking back to the crowd, and his was heavier than a flagrant two foul with Kevin Durant. Even though, to me, I don't think Kevin Durant meant to hit him, but when you see it on the video replay, it looks like there was intention behind it. But your thoughts on both of these guys as they approach tonight's game as well.
Well, Russell, I seen that when it happened, and I knew it was going to be a fine. That's just stupid. Todd, we both play ball. We've both been heckled. We've all been, when you go to on the road. It just happens. You've got to shut it out. That's just stupid. Russell should have been fined. That's just stupid. I don't care what he says, what they're doing, you ignore it. Just like Haywood did when he went back to St. Louis. I'm sure he didn't say anything. He ignored it. But then talked about it with the media. He being fined for that, that's a joke. I'm sorry. That's a joke. I can't wait to see how this game tonight in the next 20, 30 minutes is officiated. I'm hoping the Heat have this game pretty much over so I can focus on watching that one because I can't wait to see how officiating is for this game tonight. Can't wait.
Yeah, I did not look up the crew to see who would be officiating tonight, and that's something that I am concerned about. But I don't want to see Crawford. I pray I don't see Crawford. Knowing him, he might be around. In which the game that you did bring up, Charlotte is fighting this Miami Heat team, even though the Heat having a 9-point lead at this current time. Interesting lineup to take them on right now. Your thoughts on this Heat team? Do they actually go back to Miami up 3-1, or do the Hornets get back into this and notch this one up at 2-2?
Well, with the way they're playing right now and the way Charlotte looks, it looks like it'll go 3-1. Because the Heat look like they're playing with a little more urgency than what Charlotte's playing with. I mean, just what they just showed there on the defensive end there, what they were just doing. I mean, they just missed that steal. You wouldn't have seen that two days ago when they were playing. So, I mean, they're playing a lot more urgency on the defensive end. They need to hit some more shots, but I look for this to be 3-1.
Yeah, because you don't want the team to have any momentum. You know what I'm saying? Like having Charlotte believing and going into Miami and putting the pressure back on you guys. You know what I'm saying? I think you want them to play fearful ball, and if they start missing shots, being down on themselves. But, you know, Charlotte, I think if Kaminsky could score more, he could put the pressure back on him. He's a 7-footer, and they don't really have a true matchup for him. They really don't. They really don't. So this is something that Charlotte has to take advantage of. While Miami is on their heels, but they're up right now. And I think Spoelstra might have gotten at this team to make sure that they get back to what got them here in game one and game two, and that was blowing the doors off the hinges up against this Charlotte team.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm Spoelstra, I'm calling time. I'm pulling Stoudemire out. He's killing this team right now. Killing it. Offense and offense. Offensive end and defensive end. Stoudemire, he just needs to retire.
He's still young. He's still young. He's still got time. He don't need to retire. He's still young.
Stoudemire's been in the league for a while. Hell, he can go back to Phoenix. I'm sure Nacho will be happy to have him.
He is so mean, Sports City. I'm telling you. You heard him try to start with the Nationals and the Twins. This dude is mean, man. I'm telling you. If you see him, he don't look like he's going to start no trouble. This dude start trouble, man.
He's starting trouble, but he's killing his Heat team right now.
They're up right now. Like they're up 8, so anything can happen.
Hey, they must have heard me because they pulled him and put Whiteside in, it looks like. Yes, Whiteside is in.
Well, Whiteside's the starter. So, I mean, plus he's a baller outside of Wade and Dragic and Joey. Whiteside has actually made a big name for himself up until this point. So, we'll see. We're definitely going to have our eyes close to this and definitely bring this back around tomorrow during the cookout. The late-night game, I want to see how you feel about that. The Clippers in Portland, do the Portland Trailblazers actually tie this thing up at 2-2, or do the Clippers and the DeAndre Johnson free throw show turn this into a 3-1 lead in the Rose Garden out there in Portland?
I think it goes back to L.A. 2-2. I really do. I think Portland's got their swag on when they play at home.
Right.
I really do. I think they got that swag. They're comfortable. They're able to shoot the ball. Lillard's dropping dimes instead of his, his co-star, stepfather, whatever the hell you want to call him on the commercial. I mean, they've got it. But, I mean, I look for Chris Paul and the Clippers to end up winning the series.
Okay, hold on. We do have a Skype caller calling in. Skype, what's your name? What's your time tonight?
What up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Finally, you got it to work, huh?
I'm on Google. Yeah, I'm using Google Hangout instead of Skype.
Okay, so your thoughts on the events for tonight or from what you heard so far in the show?
Okay, I'm going to hit the rewind because I am just chomping at the bit due to the fact that Curry got hurt. All of a sudden, everybody's like, well, they might be able to handle the Clippers. They definitely not going to beat the Spurs. Yada, yada, yada. I'm going on record right now. The reason why they are a great team, which I must reiterate, is because of their depth. There is not one team in the playoffs that has the depth that this team has. And I want to ask a question to everybody who's saying they're kind of on the fence about whether they can beat the Clippers or not. Isn't this the same Clipper team that melted down last year to that dog of a team we saw yesterday? Isn't it the same team? that lost to that same dog of a team that we're watching right now in the Houston Rockets,
right.
I could swear both rosters are the same. And now people all of a sudden are like, well, if the series could go longer, but I don't know, the Clippers. Isn't this the same Clippers team that ain't made it past the second round?
I mean, this is a new Clipper team with a new attitude. Blake is well rested.
Excuse me. New in what way?
They
what's
got
new
Paul
new about them?
They got
Paul Pierce. Okay, I see where this is going. So I'm on record with that. I had to say what I had to say about it, and I just wanted to let you know, Tyrone. Okay, I your altruism is truly, truly just overwhelming. Okay, please throw Johnny Manziel out with the bathwater. He has shown nothing since entering the NFL, other than the fact that he can constantly stay in trouble. How that's going to change?
Listen. This is why I say that. Because, look.
Okay.
They paint this strong picture of him trying to be successful, which I want him to go out there and have a fair shot at doing that. He's tearing himself apart outside of the football field. Last year, to be honest, he should have started last year. He should have been sitting on the bench behind Josh McCown. Josh McCown is my age. Doug was out of 34 years old, and he was starting. And only played like 5 games because he was hurt. Like, there was no way that they should have played Johnny Manziel like that. Johnny Manziel should have been starting last year. So for them to sit him down, you already know he's probably inside his own head, stressing and thinking about other stuff. Now he's shooting himself in the foot more than I could even think of. Hopefully he gets out of this and some team, I don't know who, I was already kind of hinting at the Dallas Cowboys, but I doubt it. But somebody pick him up and he tried to revitalize his career. That's the only thing I can say.
Okay. Well, for your sake, I hope it happens. I'm just going to err on the side of history and how these things go. Usually guys like him who come into the league, whatever league it's in, and they in trouble from day one, generally stay in trouble until they play their way, which he hasn't even done yet. He hasn't even played his way out the league. He's just doing stupid stuff that's moving him out the league. So, hey, maybe a very desperate team will give him a shot, but the maturity is just, it's not there. He doesn't have it. I'm not talking about athletic ability. I'm not talking about skill. I'm talking about between the ears. It's not there. And that's something you can't coach. You can't coach that. All the mechanics and the throwing motion and, you know, checking down, going through the progressions, you can coach that. You can't coach a guy having the right mindset, understanding the position that he's in, the most critical, most demanding, and the most scrutinized position in any sport is an NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you partying and you renting houses and you trashing houses and you getting on TV and you halfway drunk talking about I'm just hanging out with my boys, I just want to play ball, and then somebody tells your boy, hey, he in front of the cameras, your boy got to come out and get you because he already know what's up. He's hanging out with you. Now he's like, oh, my God, why did y'all let him go outside and talk to these people? As soon as he come outside, he put his arms around Johnny and was like, let's go. Come on. I don't even know what you said, but you probably said too much. Now he got to deal with a court case, albeit it's only a misdemeanor. But the way the NFL has been cracking down, especially on drugs and domestic violence.
Right.
Them the two big taboos. That's the thing you don't want on your rap sheet. If anything else, I mean, we talk about Brady. Brady can get past that nonsense. That ain't going to affect him. Okay? Because he knows what he's doing. I don't see it. I don't see it. And he's Jamarcus Russell 2.0. And Jamarcus Russell didn't even get in this kind of trouble off the field. He just didn't give a damn.
Well, no, he did get in trouble off the field. It was him and a fork and knife. That's the trouble he got into off the field.
He ate his way out.
Okay.
Right. Jamarcus Russell ended up being over 300 pounds. He ended up being over 300 pounds as a quarterback. Like, that was his trouble off the field.
That's fair enough. But you see the parallel that I'm drawing.
Right.
It's a lot easier to get a guy to get his weight down and to lose weight if he has any interest in his career than it is for a guy who's drinking, who's getting into these alleged whatever it is. And let's say he gets past this, okay, just hypothetically speaking, because it's only a misdemeanor charge, so he ain't going to do no jail time. It ain't going to be nothing like that. It's just going to be, you know, probation. He's going to have to pay a fine. And then he's going to have to settle this issue with these people in L.A. in that $4.5 million house that he was renting with that other whack job, Josh Gordon, where that they trashed the house and had $32,000 worth of damage. Okay,
did he trash our hotel?
No, it was a house that he rented. He was renting a house in L.A. That's what he trashed. That's where they had the coke, the mushrooms, the empty liquor bottles all over the place. And when they walk in, he passed out on the couch with the stuff on the table.
Wow.
So
wow.
You're talking about a guy that's got some, you know, and he comes from money. See, that's the thing. This is a classic case.
Yep.
Of a spoiled brat who has always been given the benefit of the doubt, and no matter what he did, it was like, okay, well, that's okay. He'll be all right. And now he's not. Okay? And when you come into the league, come on, man. You come into the league, LeBron is like, all right, I'm going to put you on my team. Nike's like, all right, we got you. All that's gone in less than 2 years.
I know.
Gone. LeBron's like, okay, I can't have this because now you got my name tied up in it, and I really don't have time to be answering questions about what you're doing 3,000 miles away. And Nike was like, all right, this is enough, dude. Go on about your business. Gone about your business. I mean, when you look at it, look at what he's lost already. And he was given all of this without even proving anything. I mean, it don't get no better than that. So it's like he has a hard time because things are given to him so readily. He has a hard time appreciating the position that he's in. That's the way I see it. Where's the level of appreciation for what you got? And it's hard to do that when every time you turn around, somebody throwing something in your lap and you ain't worked to get it. So
I mean that's the bed that the Manziel family made for him, man. Making it easier for him instead of making him earn stuff. So hopefully he can earn his way back into the NFL, or he'll be singing that same old song, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Feel me?
Yeah, But I'm going to let you get back on topic. And the last thing I'll say before you continue on is that personally, I think the Warriors are more dangerous now with Curry out for this limited time that he's going to be out. You mark my words. Put it on record. More dangerous.
It's recorded. April 25th, we got you here. Believe me. Listen, we will revisit this. That's for sure.
Let me ask Pat something. I want his opinion. You're a Laker fan, correct?
That is correct, Tommy.
I just seen on NBA TV that Byron Scott was fired. Who do you, as a fan, who would you want him coaching that team next year?
They should have had B. Shaw the whole time, long time ago. Should have been Brian Shaw. He was there under Phil Jackson. He was an assistant under Phil the whole time. Once he retired, he was right there under Phil the whole time, and he just got passed over. So I'd like to see him. I mean, it's kind of hard for whoever's going to coach now, because look at that team. It's a mess.
Right.
It's a complete mess. And I'm with Stephen A. Smith on this. They got to get rid of that, you know, Buss's son first. And, you know, they're talking about if they could get Jerry West to come back, because his work is done with the Warriors. So they can bring him back. And if they do that, I'd love to see him get Brian Shaw. And not only because he's an Oakland native. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that?
Okay, I'm about to start letting
my
people
bad.
Have it. If they throw one more reference. Oh, no problem. I know how to take
it. I couldn't help it.
It's okay. No problem. Just wait till I get these closeouts. I'll start with you too, Pat. I need a plug, closeout, shout out as we shut it down here at the wrap up.
Hey. Just glad I could get in before y'all got out. I didn't know it was ending right now. I thought I got here in plenty of time, but I guess I didn't. Y'all just enjoy the games, and let's watch it unfold, man. See what happens.
Yeah, because I got a date, and it started like 3 minutes ago, so I got to go get involved with that. You know what I'm saying? Because this is one of the teams that should be able to compete with the Warriors. That's for sure. That is for sure. Okay, Tommy, I need a plug, close out, shout out, anything that you'd like to promote as we shut it down here at the wrap-up.
Good show. I guess I'm going to have to split screen this since the Heat's folding this up and it looks like it could be 2-2. Like I opened the show, Bryce Harper showed why he's one of the best players in the league right now and the MVP. Keep it rolling. Anybody that can walk off the bench cold, warm up, come off, put on a bat that he did, and send a guy deep to tie the ball game, keep doing your thing, Bryce. Keep doing your thing. Haters can hate, but you're going to make that money.
Fa-la-la-la. Right, get out of here with that Bryce Harper crap. Oh, my goodness, they got lucky yesterday. The pinch hit home run. Oh, my goodness. That game was 16 innings. 16 innings.
I missed my NBA last night, yesterday.
Listen, I was exhausted, okay? So no, like, stop. They could have it. They're hot. The Nationals are hot as hell. Let them do what they need to do. Hopefully we can get them somewhere down the road. If not, so be it. We'll see them some other time. Okay. My boys are about to be on TV. I got to go check them out. Tommy, I told you Charlotte to get back into this one. This is a tough game already. The Hornets are not messing around with the Heat. This already has me drawing a question. If the Heat are for real or not, if they lose tonight, they'll probably be the first dish on the grill tomorrow at the cookout. That's for sure. The Heat better hang on. They better hang on. Dwayne Wade, you've been through this too many times to be letting this happen, man. You've been through this too many times to let this happen. SportsCityChefs.com. Check out the website, the interviews, the blog, the chefs. Like I said, we'll be back here tomorrow at the cookout. Anything goes. Call in. Come talk to us, man. Throw something on the grill, man. food for thought. Hopefully they are still doing these dishes. On that note, tell a friend that it's the chefs again. And if they don't know, now they know.
Listen, first the fat boys break up. Now every day I wake up, somebody got a problem with hoes. What's up, y'all niggas all fed up? Cause I got a little cheddar and my record's moving out the store. Young fuckers picking at me, young rappers getting at me. My nigga Big predicted this shit exactly. More money, more problems, gotta move carefully. Cause faggots hate when you getting money like athletes. Young as ice grilling me, oh, you not feeling me? Fine, it cost you nothing, pay me no mind. Look, I'm on my grind, cousin, ain't got time for fronting. Sensitive thugs, y'all all need hugs. Damn, low mans, I'm just trying to do me. If the record's 2 mil, I'm just trying to move 3. Get a couple chicks, get them to try to do E. Hopefully they're Menards before I reach my garage. I don't want much, fuck, I drove every car. Some nice cooked food, some nice clean drugs. Bird ass niggas, I don't mean to ruffle y'all. I know you waking in the wing, but I'm doing my thing. Where's the love? Somebody got something to say. What's all the fucking fuckers for? Because I'm grubbing more, and I pack heat like I'm the oven door. Niggas praying, pray on my downfall. But every time I hit the ground, I bounce up like brown ball. Now I don't wanna have to kill sound ball. Don't wanna have to cock back the 4 pound ball. Look, strap, I got nephews to look after. I'm not looking at you dudes, I'm looking past you. I thought I told you cat, cause I'm not a rapper. Can I live? I told you 96 that I came to take this shit, and I did. Handle my biz, I scramble like Randall with his. Cut in hand, but the only thing running is numbers, fam. Jigga held you down 6 summers, damn. Where's the love?